Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you mess up? We've all been there, right? Stumbling through a presentation, forgetting an important detail, maybe even snapping at someone close to us. It happens. But how we respond to those moments, those little or sometimes big stumbles, is what truly defines us. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion with kindness and understanding. Seriously, it's a game changer, especially in this crazy world we live in. Ever notice how hard it is to be kind to ourselves compared to being kind to our friends? We never berate a friend for making a mistake, but sometimes we treat ourselves way worse. It's time to flip that script and learn how to nurture ourselves with the same love and understanding we offer others. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. Listen, you're not a robot. We're all flawed humans, prone to making mistakes, feeling hurt, and experiencing challenges. Accepting this truth is the foundation of self-compassion. Think about it like this: your friend tripped and scraped their knee, would you yell at them for being clumsy? Of course not. You'd offer a bandage and a kind word, right? Treat yourself with the same empathy and understanding. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What words of comfort would you offer them? Now, imagine yourself in that situation. What would you say to yourself? It's amazing how often we forget to treat ourselves with the same kindness and support we readily give others. Remember, you deserve compassion just as much as anyone else. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative self-talk, gently acknowledge those thoughts without getting swept away by them. Take a few deep breaths and remind yourself that this moment is temporary, just like every other moment. You're not your thoughts, you're the observer of your thoughts. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents, skills, and qualities that make us special. Instead of dwelling on your perceived shortcomings, take some time to celebrate your strengths. Make a list of things you're good at, big or small, and remind yourself of these accomplishments regularly. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. If you're struggling with self-compassion, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or support group. Sometimes, just talking about what you're going through can make a world of difference. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours studying and practicing, but as you stand up to speak, your mind goes blank. Suddenly, you feel butterflies in your stomach, your hands start sweating, and that voice in your head whispers, "You're going to mess this up." Sound familiar? This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, try saying to yourself, "It's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets stage fright sometimes. I've prepared well, and I can do this." Take a deep breath, refocus your energy, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. We all have those moments when we stumble, feel inadequate, or just want to crawl under the covers. But here's the key: you can choose how you respond to those moments. Choose kindness. Choose understanding. Choose self-compassion. Because at the end of the day, that's what truly makes a difference in our lives and helps us navigate this crazy journey called life with grace and resilience. Remember these 3 things. First, you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Second, mistakes are opportunities for growth, not reasons to beat yourself up. And third, you are stronger than you think. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small way you can practice self-compassion today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.